T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A little money. I mean, it's more than just embarrassing to be a Republican, as I am, and to talk all the time about cutting spending in the federal government and then to look at where we are. There's a lot of success going on out there, but they got to get this this financial situation under control with the federal government. Jared Walczak is a senior policy analyst with the Tax Foundation. And Jared, we're glad to have you on because the president caught a lot of people off guard when he actually tweeted that the tariff revenue from the tariffs that he has imposed or increased will help pay down the national debt. Is there a mathematical equation where that's true and that the revenue from the tariffs would actually make a dent in the national debt? I'm curious as to your analysis of it.
Well, it's good to be with you this morning.
Yeah.
And I think that caught a lot of people by surprise. It doesn't make sense for a couple of reasons. One, the amount of revenue. Certainly, it's not insignificant, the amount of revenue that's being raised, but it also doesn't come close to really putting a serious dent in a $21 trillion national debt. But secondly, he frames this as a way to pay down the debt without taxing the American people. And I think everyone kind of realizes that's not true. The tariffs are, in fact, a tax on the American consumer.
So most of the money would, hypothetically, even if it did make a dent, most of that money would come from American wallets, not overseas wallets.
It would absolutely come from Americans. I mean, tariffs are essentially import taxes.
Yeah.
Yes, they're hurting the foreign companies as their sales are impacted, but they're being paid by Americans who can afford to consume less and are paying more for what they are consuming.
So given that, I kept thinking maybe I'm misunderstanding this, but it sounds like you're validating what my basic understanding of the situation was. Where do you think this came from? Is just a talking point to get people to talk, which I'm convinced may be part of the strategy for the White House, is let's throw some things out there. We'll get people talking about these issues that they would normally ignore because they're too complicated for anybody to spend any time on.
You know, this administration has operated on a different framework on tariffs from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Certainly the president gives the sense that he believes that tariffs can themselves be good for trade and good for the economy, not just as a short-term negotiating tactic, but as an end goal in and of itself. I don't think that's something that would find much support in the economic community or generally in the broader political community, because, again, it's a tax on American consumers. It's raising costs. It's raising costs, by the way, of manufacturing production here as well. You know, the idea, presumably, is to help promote American industry. But for every job manufacturing, say, raw steel, how many jobs do you have that are using steel as a product, as a raw material in manufacturing, and steel just got a whole lot more expensive? And then you multiply this by, you know, potentially $500 billion worth of goods the tariffs will be imposed on. You're doing a lot of damage to the American economy that way.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here. Do you think maybe the president's mindset is that we have to shift away from importing even elements of the products that we produce here, and let's just have our own little ecosystem with a bubble over it that says, you know, that's a nation of 322 million people. If we buy and sell and produce our own products and just exclude the rest of the world, that this is a pretty vibrant economy. I mean, do you think that's the direction he's trying to send us in? I mean, I worked at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I know those guys are not on board for this, but do you think that that is the mindset of the president himself and maybe some of the people he's surrounded himself with?
Possibly, but it's a very dated mindset. It's a mindset that really hasn't been around much for several centuries at least. There's been the recognition that, you know, we have this opportunity to trade with the entire world, that you have comparative advantages. The United States is a, you know, highly developed society. We have high technology. We have highly productive workers. There are things we should be spending our time on that maybe don't make as much sense to produce here. Maybe some don't like to hear that, but sometimes we can be so much more prosperous by producing maybe higher order goods and purchasing other things from overseas. We're better off. The rest of the world is better off. I mean, we could take the same logic down to the local level. You could have people in Chesterfield County not trade outside of Chesterfield County, and they would clearly be worse off for the deal because there are things that are more affordable outside, and both the producers and the consumers in Chesterfield would be worse.
Really? I mean, it's interesting to bring it down to that local level. That makes good sense. Why spend the money and the time and the effort to produce a T-shirt here when you know it's going to cost you $12 when it would cost you $1.25, and you'd still make money if you imported it from, you know, Asia? I mean, that's an interesting reality check for a lot of the folks who are saying this. Trump is currently adding $1.6 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years. So let's take it away from this, just the tariffs conversation. Do you think there is any way to throttle that or to just pull on the reins and try to bring this under control? Or have we opened the floodgates with this last budget bill?
I fear we have opened the floodgates. Listen, I think tax reform was a great thing and overdue. It does have a cost. Over 10 years, it's $1.5 trillion. The responsible way to do this would be to keep spending in check. But what we've seen from the administration and from Congress, it's not just the administration, is to dramatically increase spending in most sectors. So there's not really that fiscal constraint that you'd like to see.
Yeah, I'm curious as to when we are in October and the heat of the reelection campaigns all across the country for Congress, whether this will even be part of the conversation. I'm getting the impression that it's not going to be. It's interesting to see. Jared Walczak, senior policy analyst for the Tax Foundation. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.